This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Thank you so much for listening today. The brutality in Afghanistan continued yesterday when the American University of Afghanistan in Kabul was attacked by militants. 13 were killed, dozens wounded. This is the second recent violent event for the university. Last month, two foreign teachers were kidnapped right near the campus. The university story began in the aftermath of 9/11 and the American invasion of Afghanistan.
We're trying to build, to establish, to start an American university in a war zone. And I think this is one of the best way to contribute to end this war.
That was the voice of Dr. Timo Safari, now provost at the American University of Afghanistan. The project began to take shape back in 2002 when the first independent university was proposed for the country. The idea was a chance for a Western-style liberal education and an alternative to hopelessness for at least some students in Afghanistan. In 2006, the university opened its doors for the first time. Classes for the new school year started just this Monday, before gunmen stormed the campus yesterday. Majib Mishal is a reporter for our partner, The New York Times. He says the university has played a crucial role in creating an educational community within a very tense area.
It has created a place for itself as one of the most prestigious institutions of learning in Afghanistan, of higher learning. But it was also seen as a symbol of sort of Western presence and sort of furthering Western ambitions. If you look at Kabul, for example, over the past several years, a lot of cafes, restaurants, hotels where Afghans and expats would mingle, would have conversations, those came under attack. So a shared space, a common space where foreigners or Afghans could share ideas, that was entirely limited over the past couple of years. And this was one place that had remained, not just as a place of quality education for some of Afghanistan's brightest, but also some of the elite, but also just this space, this secure space for young men and women to mingle and to discuss ideas. It was an oasis, it was a bubble that seems to have burst now.
The students who went there, did they see their attendance at the university as sort of a cultural act of defiance or maybe progressivism to help them bring their country to a new place? How did they view their attendance there?
I think it was more than just an act of defiance, or maybe defiance on several levels. One, if you look, there's been a wave of exodus out of Afghanistan, especially the young educated have been leaving because they haven't been seeing much hope in recent years. These young men and women stayed, and not only did they stay, but they also wanted to get the best education possible in the most difficult circumstances. So it's not just an act of defiance and resistance, but also they saw it as this larger patriotism, but then doing whatever they had here to get a good education and to stay here and to try to make something out of this country.
Describing the ongoing confrontation that you have, that cafes or places that were associated with American presence had been hit in the past, was there a security posture at the American University in Kabul that reflected that threat? It seems like in some ways, at least in retrospect, this was something that was going to happen as a matter of time.
Before I get to that, I mean, the cafes and the restaurants, yes, they're tied to this new idea of Afghanistan's new beginning that started with the U.S. presence, but it's beyond that. It's this idea of progressive, space for the young Afghans. But in terms of the security of the university, it had a pretty tight security, several layers of checks and blast walls, but almost every one of the most secure buildings in Kabul still have a corner of vulnerability. And what the insurgents do is they study their target very closely. And in this case, the vulnerable spot was a school for the blind, which is adjacent to the American University. So the understanding that we have from security officials is that the attackers came in a car full of explosives. They shot the guard in front of the school for the blind right next door. They drove the car into that school, and then they rammed it into the wall that school shares with the university to create an opening. And then a couple militants barged in to the university, creating panic and fighting for about 8 or 9 hours.
So, Mujib, given the spirit with which many of these students go to the American university and the care they have for the future of their country, what would you expect as a reaction to this type of terror that's driven so many people from their classrooms?
I think it's a mixed reaction, and understandably so. On the one hand, just the repetition, the constant nature of this kind of unpredictable violence, shrinking the space for the young, is definitely taking a toll. But on the other hand, there's also messages of further defiance coming, that these people clearly had resisted the idea of going abroad. And if they can give up at a moment when their sort of resistance comes under pressure. So it's a mix reaction to the attack. On the one hand, you see clear signs of it taking a toll on the young, but on the other hand, there's a sense of defiance.
Mujeeb Mishal, reporter for our partner, The New York Times in Kabul. Thank you.
Thank you, Dad.